Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Here we go. It is hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we're fired up about the Cowboys' victory. It's time to get some football's finest. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here at 5:30, LA Live at 5:40. Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine is our broadcast position for the day, and it's Men's Health Awareness Month. They're offering a total tea consultation for new patients for $50. That's a $250 value. And for more on that story and football, here's Eric Schiaffalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Plenty to get into here right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Congratulations to the Dallas Cowboys of Dallas and Arlington and Frisco for making an appearance in the hunt graphic.
Yeah. Baby.
Mm-hmm. Let's
they
go.
Are,
sniffing.
They Woo! Are sniffing around. And, you know,
just got to get three of the most improbable wins they've had all decade in a row.
Yeah.
They'll be there.
That's all we're asking for. Just three big time wins, 12 quarters of dominant football. And it starts on Sunday at AT&T Stadium. But it's good to see him. It is a bummer, though, to see the Panthers ahead of you in the hunt graphic.
Yeah.
Feel like, man,
yeah.
we should be swapping positions here.
Sure.
But you have the Lions.
You notice that, like, Arizona's not in that group, right?
Arizona is.
They've fallen out of it.
They have not
made
an appearance.
Yeah, they're not in that group.
Yeah, they've dropped out of the hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What a rematch on that one.
Yeah, man. Oof.
Right now, Eagles, the one seed, then it'll be Rams, Bears, Bucks, all leading their divisions. Your wild card is Seahawks, Packers, Niners. And then in the hunt, Detroit, Carolina, and Dallas. That's where things stand right now.
Bears are one of five teams with a negative point differential to have 7 wins through 10 games ever. And all 4 of the other teams lost in the wild card round.
Wow.
Yeah. They're a pretender.
Oh, they are.
But they're fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, they're pulling out wins by the skin of their teeth here. But hey, kudos to them. Win's a win.
I actually saw they have.
At least they're in the playoffs. Right
as
now.
Of now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're leading an unbelievable division.
Standby.
Yeah. But the Bears have the second worst point differential for a 7 or more win division leading team through 10 games.
I haven't heard that at all.
Show worthy.
Are we?
Yeah.
Really?
So
yeah,
that's.
I haven't heard that. Where did we hear that one time?
Okay, so Dawson obviously just said that.
Yeah.
And it was so important that I wanted to say it again.
There you go.
I love that you doubled down on that.
I didn't realize he had that nugget when he was S-ing on the Bears a little bit.
That was the whole S on him.
Okay, that was the whole S.
I think, I don't know, Eric. I just don't know right now. It's a little leaky right now. Just a little.
I think he's been leaking confidence since he saw his testosterone numbers.
Yeah. How bad are these scores?
We can look at him. You know, we can take a little peek ski at him.
Are we sure we're going to do is we got some HIPAA law things we're going to violate here?
No, because it's coming from me.
But you might not want to tell people this.
Yeah, you tell people. You fudge the numbers.
I think it's
because you're kind of like a healthy young guy, but if you've got issues.
Well, he's got a bad back.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that plays into the T levels.
Now, the sciatica.
What you guys need to know about T levels.
Wait a minute. We know that you high-five your wife and you have a kid. You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an indication of T levels or just
good swimmers.
Great, yeah, good swimmers.
Isn't that kind of what we're doing?
I don't know. Do they go? Yeah. Maybe.
So from
are these sex results?
Here's the thing about the T level, all right? It's higher in the morning.
Yeah.
Obviously, I got mine done at, like, what, 4 o'clock today?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she did say to do it before 11 a.m.
Towards the end of the day, things get a little bit lower.
Okay, so this is why that you're not too worried.
Right. This is why I'm not too worried.
The body produces testosterone. When you sleep, it burns it all day. It's like gas.
So, like, you wake up in the morning, and that's your highest T level, right? And then it's just gradually losing.
Drink a gallon of raw milk and have some Lego waffles. You'll be good to go.
So I'm sitting at 4 p.m. at 475.
Respectable number.
Yeah. Respectable number.
I mean, what should it be?
Well, I think in the morning you would love that number to be like 700 or 800.
We're about halfway to where we should be.
Well, I think he was projecting out, like, if I had got it done in the morning, it probably would have been 700 or 800.
Okay.
But in the afternoon, as it lowers, I'm at 475. Yeah. So take that for what you will.
Fine.
Probably not as optimal as I was hoping. Certainly, the 18.6 body fat percentage was not what I was hoping for.
We're finding out a couple of things. Number one, the testosterone deficiency can happen to a very young and fit man.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a common issue. Happens to the best of us.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
But we're also finding out something else that I just forgot. Oh, all the things you do to try to mitigate it. I mean, you're one of the most proactive. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get my T numbers up. Nothing replaces just the hormone optimization here at Men's T Clinic.
No question. Yeah, they are getting it done at a high level. Yeah. Level 8 for the visceral fat, okay, which is under 10.
That sounds good.
If you're more than 10, that's when you get worried. So I'm sitting at 8.
I'd be 12.
That's the fat around your organs.
That's the organ fat.
Yeah, you can be fairly fit but have bad visceral fat, as I found out a couple of times myself.
See, there you go. So that's where we stand right now. All right, 475 in the afternoon with the T level, and body fat percentage, probably need to drop that a touch. The weight, I could probably drop a touch, sitting at 215, probably not ideal.
No, boo-hoo.
But nonetheless, thanks to Men's T Clinic,
like, for
giving me the numbers. That's exactly what I needed. That's exactly what I wanted. Now it's time to get dialed.
You should have got that B12 shot.
Perfect time for the holidays.
Yeah, baby.
To really start leaning out. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited about that. I really am.
Good.
Almost excited as I am about this. I don't know if you guys were aware. The Bears have the second worst point differential for any 7 or more win division leading team through 10 games of all time.
You don't say.
It's just one of those. It's fool's gold. That's what that is
Not a sign of good things to come.
That's
for them.
A fraud.
It is not. Now, something that I did love. I thought the Ferguson touchdown last night was just a picture-perfect, beautiful situation coming from Shoddy. Okay, this is everything that we asked for. More bunch formations, more motion. Not only that, but more motion at the snap. I think right now they're 12th in the league in motion rate.
12th in the league.
Okay, but for that play, you have the bunch right with Ferguson. I think it was Flannoy and Lamb, and then you had Pickens out solo on the left side. And you get Javonte Williams out of the backfield screaming towards the right as well at the snap. So now all of a sudden you got the at-the-snap motion, eyes are going crazy. You got the bunch formation, which is a great way to create separation. And, I mean, was that not just as wide open, easy touchdown as you've ever seen?
Absolutely.
And I'm sure plenty of that is to blame the Raiders for just sucking at a high level, and we appreciate them for that. But I thought the design of that touchdown was just like a beautiful encapsulation of something that we've been asking for a long time.
I don't know why you wouldn't try that on almost every play. Like, every now and then we want a change up. Like, we went early, you were expecting motion, the play's going on already. Good luck with that. But it should be happening about 90% of the time, Chief.
Yeah, I would want to see it as much as possible. I'm sure they would have reasons why they can't do it all the time like we would want, but still. Now,
just
I also
pull the linebackers and safeties out of position. Just try it every time.
Yeah.
Okay, if it doesn't work, you can go back to trying to beat the man.
Yeah, exactly. But this is clearly giving you quite the advantage here. It was pretty hilarious. Like, do you think he had any idea? Did George Pickens have any idea that on Sunday Night Football, Jameson Williams got popped for doing the fire pole slide thing
down the
field goal post?
In fact, I think they were flying.
He doesn't strike me as a ball watcher. He's a ball player.
Yeah, yeah. He's maybe
sure his teammates appreciate that.
I think you might have nailed that with him, because literally within 24 hours, you have Jameson Williams scoring a touchdown on Sunday Night Football, getting the 15-yard penalty, which actually backfired in a huge way for Detroit because they missed that and everything else.
Yeah.
But then you circle back, and then on Monday Night Football, George Pickens does the exact same thing. But he was so dominant last night.
He was occupied, man. Give him a break.
Yeah, he had a lot going on at the craps table.
A lot of people to see.
It's just not a cool enough celebration to cost yourself $15,000 for.
I know. Why wouldn't you just go with a dunk?
Because they
can't
do
that either.
You get dunked, you'll get in trouble for that too.
I know, but at least it's a cooler. Like it's just
they're worried that you're going to manipulate the goalpost. That's what they worry about.
When you think of dunking on the goalpost after a touchdown, who comes to mind?
Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez. Thank you, football guy Wolchuk.
Yep, my pleasure.
And
we talked about that. I know, Brian. Eric was asleep.
Does anybody feel worse than
you?
Or do you feel worse for anybody than you do for either me or Ashton Gentee? Like, I was just made sad.
So bad. Yeah. You know
I was made sad watching
this. Was
him
exactly
last
what
night.
Emmett was saying. He didn't want the Cowboys to draft Gentee, which because he didn't think the Cowboys had a plan in place to be able for him to be successful. Whereas they did, but the Raiders really don't. I mean, they've lost their two best linemen, who I don't even know how good they were to begin with, and they can't block for him at all. So now Ashton Gentry's just absolutely screwed. They're traded away their best wide receiver as well. He's in a no-win situation. I think they should trade him.
Yeah, Chip Kelly's apparently so discouraged by their ability to run the ball that he thought
Chip
Geno
Kelly
Smith
sucks.
Passing it
Chip
constantly.
Kelly should not be in the NFL. Chip Kelly needs to stay in college.
I thought it was a fireable offense.
I don't know why we thought Chip Kelly to the league when it's never worked was going to be great. Stay in college, Chip. It's better for you.
I mean, I think it would help Chip Kelly if he had an offensive line that was in any way competent.
Please.
He's got a five
turnstiles. His NFL track record is atrocious.
You're right about that,
but their line is really, really
bad. If they had a good offensive line, you'd have to think this could be a heck of a lot better for them. That'll go ahead and close us down.
There it is. Every day at 5 o'clock, it's football's finest there with Eric Chiafalo. And we'll come back. We'll hit the expressway, get you cut up on everything that's been breaking, your top Cowboy stories from last night's game. And then we'll get you over to the G-Bag of the Day here live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. Bring a can of food. They'll give you a free pure B12 shot. You're going to feel amazing. So bring some canned food. We got Tolo back window decals for you as well. And we're back with all that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Here in the nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Men's T Clinic in Grapevine. It's Men's Health Awareness Month. They're raising awareness for it. And, you know, something to think about here is mental health has been such a big deal here in the sports world over the last couple of weeks since the tragic passing of Marshawn Nealand. Is one of the owners here at Men's T Clinic was misdiagnosed with depression. This was, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago before he started these popping up things. And what he found out was part of the reason that they started this business was that he was just low on testosterone. And that's the power of testosterone. And once you get your hormones optimized, the quality of life can skyrocket your energy levels, your mental focus. There's so many great benefits to it. And that's why we love coming to Men's T Clinic. There are five DFW locations. Okay, it's time to hit the expressway where we go commercial-free to the top. We have some breaking national stories. Lane Kiffin denying the report that Ole Miss gave him an ultimatum. It's really difficult to believe anybody at this point.
You can't. You can't.
Yeah.
And like I was a teammate with the new AD at LSU. Cannot get a word. Talk to Verge all my life. Ask him a question today. Can't get a word.
Okay.
All right. Can't get a word from him.
Well, it makes sense that you would want to try to keep these reports tamped
down.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't want anything getting in the way of a hire.
He knows. I told him, I said, listen, bro, I know you're gonna make the best hire. I know you're going to do it. So, but, yeah, there's you just don't know until it's actually it's going to be some small reporter that's probably going to break it in Oxford, Mississippi.
Okay. Why do you say that?
It generally, you got these national, the big time reporter, the big time college, but it always seems like it's somebody in the town that has a connection with the family.
Knew the bartender,
yeah,
you know,
like,
saw them meeting.
Well, how about that when our guy got fired at Auburn, when the coach got fired at Auburn, he missed a tee time that he had a standing tee time at 1:20 on every Sunday. And all of a sudden, he doesn't show up, and then the golf pro and the people at the club, well, why isn't coach here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, let's put two in. He probably got fired. So then it turns in. It's going to be somebody that has a relationship with the family or something like that.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin today saying Aaron Rodgers does not need surgery. He's got a broken bone in his wrist, and they're not sure how long he is going to be out for. He wants to come on back. I don't know if they should want that. Like watching Aaron Rodgers play 9-plus games so far this season, I'm fully convinced he is totally washed up. It's incredible. Last night I caught a video highlight of what he did in 2020. It might have been one of his Packers MVP seasons, but it was incredible how fast and decisive he was, and the quick release and everything was there. Now he just looks ancient out there, so I wouldn't be surprised if Mason Rudolph is actually an upgrade for them. Giannis is going to be out 1 to 2 weeks. He has an injured groin, I believe.
Oh, not a calf.
That's a groin.
Morning news with the headline calling last night's game fool's gold. It's part of a Tim Kalishaw column this evening as everybody's trying to decide, you know, number one, what do you make of the game? What do you make of how good George Pickens was? Is he the number one wide receiver on this team? But on the idea of it being fool's gold, I think I'm 90% there. Maybe that's too high. Maybe I'm 80% thinking last night's game was just the last great vibe moment for the Cowboys until they get to play the Commanders again and the Giants. But hey, why not, right? This offense was slowing down, had a bad game against Denver. You're snake-bitten against Arizona. Nothing ever goes well against them, so you're back to being maybe a top-10 offense. And if this defense can be average, I don't think it's fool's gold, but that also doesn't mean I think they're going to go on a playoff run.
Yeah, if you start losing a couple more games, go ahead and play Joe Milton, please. Just go ahead and do it. I mean, save the wear and tear on Dak, you know, and try and kind of figure out what you need to do. You know, with that, not that you're going to get rid of him, but why play him in meaningless football games?
I'm with it. Yeah, you know, just eliminate the injury risk.
And I'm not trying to tank the thing, but I'm just trying to I'm trying to kind of figure out, like, you know, like Mingo needs to play. I mean, we don't know anything about him. Right now it's a really bad trade. Right now is a really bad trade, and they've made a couple of good trades.
They have the
Pickens and Quinnen Williams, but this Mingo trade looks really, really bad right now.
It comes down to how the Cowboys evaluated him coming out of college, and with Mingo it bit you, but with Pickens it absolutely rewarded you. It's unbelievable the rest of the league
blew. A lot of those guys need to play. If it gets down to where you're like eliminated, you need to kind of figure out your running back situation, things like that.
I did an overreaction or not podcast last night. How about WoW on YouTube? If you'd sub, I'd appreciate it. But one of the overreactions was everything Glenn Stretch Smith said about Jaden Blue before training camp started is 100% correct. I think it's like a trifecta of unprofessionalism, maybe lifestyle, laziness, bad practices.
I'm gonna counter that. Not that I'm trying to counter Glenn Smith and his report, because I think he got it from a college coach. I don't know how well he takes things from the classroom to the practice field to the game field. I think that's something that we need to really, really dive into.
He has a massive ball security problem.
Yeah.
Yep. And you cannot play a running back if he's going to put the ball in the turf. And
Not active since then.
He did that, and they're not going to play him until he proves to them that they can trust him.
A guy who's going to get a ton of playing time, Donovan Ezeraku, now the top-rated rookie edge player, past Abdul Carter and Jalen Walker, had the safety last night. His PFF defensive score is 79.7. Wow. That's Pro Bowler.
Yeah, I'm going to say this, Zach, and help me on it. He's been a much better run defender than he has been a pass rusher, and I thought he was going to be a really good pass rusher.
But you know what? I think that the pass rush, you're starting to see some of that, but I've been pleasantly surprised at how strong he's been as a
runner. Oh, no, like, he's been strong.
I thought he was a complete player at Boston College.
I agree with
you. Goodness gracious, he is setting that edge even better than I thought that he would.
But did you kind of feel like that it was going to
be the opposite?
Well, I mean, he plays the run great, but to me, the pass rush stuff has not shown up like it did in Boston College.
No, not yet.
Yeah, I mean, if that comes online though, and he can be that two-way defensive end.
Absolutely, he could be. Like, I thought he was one of the three best pass rushers in the draft, and I didn't think the learning curve would be this steep. But there were a couple times last night against poor offensive tackles that he did not use like his quickness or his ability to dip or move these guys. Like, you know, that Stone Forsythe, the left tackle for them.
Yeah, he's awful.
He's like a turnstile over there. Mm. And you didn't take good enough advantage of him if you're Donovan Ezeraku.
He did lead the edges last night in snaps, had more than Houston, Clowney,
and he had more run stops than anybody else, too.
Yeah, he was great at that in college. I think I saw a story around the draft. He was the sixth-rated defensive end in college football, stopping the run.
I'm surprised the pass rush, I say it again, I'm surprised the pass rush has not carried over from college to the NFL.
He might just need some time.
Oh, yeah, I'm not giving I'm not giving up on the game. I'm just saying, if you said, which is he going to be better at, Broadus, going into the season? He's going to get you 8 sacks. Mm-hmm. And we've got some games left.
Yeah.
But last night could have been a 2.5 sack game for him.
That
kind of thing.
All right, it's time to go back into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander is standing by with your G-Bag.
Ooh, there it is, your boy. How y'all feeling, man? Mm.
Good, sir.
Great. Good. How you doing back there? First remote's a new dude.
Keeping it positive. You know what I mean?
I'm keeping it positive.
How's the elevator treating you?
Everything's great. Everything's fine. I'm not going to let the elevator bring me down. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Bartis?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, you know, I was thinking about men's tea just about a week ago. I went to the gym. I had been out of the gym for like a month. And I tell you what, I lost everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was totally out of shape. It took 1 month for me to get out of shape. So I said, I'm going by the men's tea, see if I can't get a little shine.
Yes.
Testosterone.
Supercharged.
Get you cracking out here.
Yeah.
I heard about your tea levels, Mr. Eric. Sorry about that, but it'd be okay, man. You're in the right spot.
Thank you.
I remember when Mike Bassick found out his tea levels, we all got our tea levels checked, and I didn't want to tell mine out loud after what I heard Mike say. I was like, I'm going to be quiet. Mike put up like a 200 or something?
Yeah.
I believed it. because he talks like this all the time and he went in and he said, I was like, yeah, that's 200. That's 200, fam. Sounded like 200 to me. All right, this is G-Bag the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media if there's anything you think I should be playing. Maybe I missed it. There's a lot coming at me, fam. A lot coming at me. All right, this is going for day four, I believe this is, for Mr. Eric Chiafalo. Monday night, the streets wanted a body, right? They wanted Nico Harrison out of there. It was fire Nico, fire Nico. Tuesday, it happened. Streets got their body. And then Eric Chiafalo gave him a eulogy.
Fortune favors the bold. So exciting, exciting things fell our way.
You, Nico Harrison, you didn't just rip our hearts out. You tossed them in a blender of betrayal. You chugged the smoothie of heartbreak and you crapped it out. And then you urinated all over it. Your sick, selfish hatred for Fupa Fat Boy, beer-chugging superstars who drop 30-point triple-doubles in their sleep and carry teams to the finals on their big-ass backs sent us spiraling down into the sewage of the sport. And you traded our guy for an older, fatter, glass-boned big man who's played in maybe 30% of the games that you dragged him here. Defense wins championships, huh? What wins is fat, pale loaves of European bread rising to the occasion. Just ask the Nuggets. Luka was our loaf. Home baked, yeast perfected, a once in a millennium crust. The kind of talent most cities wait a lifetime to sniff. The basketball gods handed us a miracle. Straight from our German goat loaf to this Slovenian masterpiece. And you, wiped your hidey with it. You rubbed it in our faces, and then you jammed Anthony Davis pipe dreams and two-year windows down our throats. Windows held open with toothpicks over the most fragile roster in the league.
Gross.
Misfortune favors the incompetent, Nico. Ooh. A wise man once said, people are either showers or growers in this life.
Here we go.
But Nico Harrison, he's both.
Both. He's bad.
He's bad.
Yeah. I ain't mad at that, bro.
Screw him.
All right, let's see here. What else we got on the menu today? Bro, when I mean I lost everything from 1 month, body weight was kicking my behind.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just body weight.
Won't be long, so you can no longer do a pull-up.
No. Look at that. Misery Show loves company. You see that?
Put that on him.
Yeah, one day you're going to be on.
All right, let's see what else we got. But let's go to some college basketball here.
Oh.
Iowa State men's basketball. Speaking of Iowa State, Dallas Wings.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Dallas Wings, pay attention.
Oh.
Miss Crooks out there.
Let's go.
Add her with Paige. I'm just saying, look for the future, man.
Look she can go future. To number one of my
Come
power
on.
Rankings.
Come on. Yeah, be careful with that. I know. I heard you.
Move
I
over, Rowdy
on my power rankings.
Yeah, I heard you slow down. Iowa State men's basketball has a 6'10 forward from Spain. They call him the octopus in Spanish.
Okay.
I'll let these Fox Sports broadcasters explain it to you, I think.
They call him El Pulpo. That is Spanish for octopus. He may only have two arms, but the way he plays defense, they think he's got eight. Tentacles were all over the place on that one.
What? That's not...
His tentacles were where?
That is not it, fam.
Hold on a second.
No.
Tentacles.
I don't think that was an intentional slip.
Yeah, you think he did that?
I don't think so. I think that was a Freudian slip.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Let's see.
That is Spanish for octopus. He may only have two arms, but the way he plays defense, they think he's got eight. Tentacles were all over the place.
Jeez.
Man.
That's quite an advantage. All over the place.
If you can use the church bells to help you play some defense, forget about it. Conference Defensive Player of the Year coming at you.
That's a color analyst painting the picture at a high level.
It's ball-on-ball defense.
It's craziness.
Put your balls into it. All right, guys.
It's a ball. It's a ball guy.
All eight of them.
See what else we got right here. Let's go to Cowboys post game. Mr. Brian Broaddus.
Here we go.
Callers were talking about the Cowboys, saying we need to cool the Jets a little bit. Cowboys fans need to cool the Jets. It's just the Raiders.
It's the Raiders.
Just celebrating a win, and it was the Raiders.
They're all big damn games.
You got to find a way to win these games, folks. Find a way to win it. Move on. I don't want to hear any crap from anybody today about the Raiders because we were the first MFers to tell you the Raiders weren't any good. Okay? We know. We know. You can go back to whatever you're doing. You don't have to text anymore. We hear you. You can call in and say the same damn thing that we said all effing week about this football team.
Yep.
Okay? But you got to find a way to put some games together and win some games. Because you didn't beat the Arizona Cardinals. You didn't beat the Carolina Panthers. You didn't beat the Chicago Bears when they were 0-2. Okay, so now you're in a situation where a win is a GD win right now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where we're at.
And you're going to take it.
Yeah, and I'm going to take it.
Absolutely. Well said. A dub is a dub. We don't choose these schedules for 16. I'm with you, Brian, because I was going to get irritated too, but you took that baton. You took that mic.
I'm just telling you.
You just spiked it, baby.
I'm just telling these people all week long we told you this was a bad football team offensively. On the offensive line, said it. I can't tell you how many times. On all these platforms I'm on, I told you that this team is a bad offensive line.
Yeah.
I get it, folks. It's a win.
Okay, Mr. Broadus.
Yeah, I stand by everything I just said.
Take it.
Wow. I agree 100%. It's frustrating when people assume that you don't know this opposite angle of what you're talking about. I'm dealing with it right now with the Anthony Davis. We need to trade his ass. They're like, but you don't you know that if you trade him away and you try to tank, you could end up really bad for the next 5 years? Yes. Yes, I've been covering the NBA for almost 30 freaking years now. Wow. I'm damn old.
Fogey.
You know? Yes, I've thought about that. I'm willing to accept the risk.
His numbers are still higher than yours, Eric.
I don't doubt it. He's been supercharged and optimized for the better part of a decade.
Man. I think last time I had to check, my natural number was in the 600s.
Okay, wow. That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad.
What time of day was it, though?
Yeah, it was very early. Yeah. It was very early. It was like 8
a.m. He was like looking in the door.
Are you open yet?
Yeah. Hey, any docs back there? Come on, I'm showing you to my butt. Come on, give me a little blood test.
Once you're in four digits, though, it will become a pain for the lady in your life. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, again? Seriously?
Yeah.
It's like, well...
Oh.
That's right, honey.
That's testosterone coursing through my veins.
That's called the cruise for you.
Yeah. Last time I was like, can we bring that down a little
You're
bit?
Not wrong.
Tentacles
You're
not wrong. Are tingling. Yeah. Woo, they're everywhere.
So we had an MF-er, an F-in, an O-2, a GD win, and you dropped the full JC.
Yep.
I mean, that's a five-finger lid.
It was.
It was full.
Enough to get his fine and thrown off the air, Brian.
His tentacles were everywhere.
I did my best not to curse.
I couldn't even wear sweatpants, Dawson. Couldn't even wear sweatpants. Get okay, to swishing so around a little bit, and it's like, oh.
Where is that lady?
Man, sure, you can just see ankles on a lady. Be like, those ankles, fam. I'm crushing tonight.
You hear her car door close in the driveway.
Well, I'm telling you, bro. Yeah, I had to tap it down a little bit. All right, last one right here. Comedian Mike Epps. I've been watching a lot of Mike Epps interviews as of late, he's been on a little media run, which I like. But he tries to stop a fight that breaks out in the audience. Listen to this.
No. Hell no. Y'all not kicked. No. Hey. Nobody is getting kicked out. What y'all doing? Where you going? No, that ain't how you work it out. No, that, man. She did what? She been talking shit. Okay, get your fat ass up. Get her out of here.
That's great. That is how you work things out, apparently. Salute to Mike Epps and salute to Broadus and the Iowa State Octopus and our champ, Eric Chiafalo. It's time to vote here for the G-Bag of the Day. Is it the champ? Is it the challenger? Man, it's tough. I'm going to go with Mike Epps. Chief, how about you?
That's a good vote.
It's a great vote. I'm going to go with Broadus.
We're tied at one, Lucius.
Oh, no. Shoot, man. We're all over the place, bro. Mike Epps.
Ooh. It's a 2-1, Woolchuck.
I'm going to go with Eric.
It's a 2-1-1, Brian.
I'm going to go with Chief.
By a score of 2-2, we have a tie for the G-Bag of the Day. Whenever that's the case, we create an Insta poll at G-Bag Nation. You can follow us all when you get there, and we'll announce the winner here on the other side of L.A. Live. It's tied at 2. Is it the champ, Chiafalo? Is it Mike Epps? You will decide the final vote and the champion. In the meantime, here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup. With
Hell yeah, it's a Toxic Tuesday here in L.A. Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James. Bam!
All right, you squares. Fire up this funk.
It'll make it dance some everything.
Give me some oxygen.
Yeah.
The Rastabon.
Oh, that's the wrong damn button.
I'm real serious about. It's going to definitely have to be a Cowboys fan, you know? Yeah, yeah, because you can tell them anything. You know, it's like, when are we getting married? This our year, babe, for sure. I'm Brian Simpson. The Cowboys.
Hey, this is LA Live for Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. Hey. It's a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live. Welcome into the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station. Shout out to you. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Oh, I can't wait to tell you this one right here. Oh, man, I'm going to kick this man's back in. I love kicking this man's back in. After more than two decades appearing on the show, Stephen A. Smith is no longer a regular on ESPN's Inside the NBA. Thank you, Jesus!
Wow.
In the name of the Father!
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love that news right there. I do not want to see his face on my TV anytime.
Jesus! Jesus!
Yeah.
It's not a good time for a hot take and monologues, you know?
I'm just tired of looking at his face, man. I think he's really messing up his own brain. I think he realizes that.
Just with his face?
Chasing the algorithm. Yeah, with his face for sure. I think there was like an NBA game about to drop, and they showed like Stephen A. Smith playing as a player on there. Oh, grossing me out, fam. Oh, my God. Look at this. Ugh. Ugh.
But he also had the incident where he's like playing solitaire during a finals game.
He got a sponsorship out of that.
I think his big money is just maybe taking him off of his fastball or the sports world's evolving around him, and he and Skip Bayless can't quite keep up.
I don't know, man. I just think that hot take and chasing the timeline, I think that it's going to wear itself out at some point.
But ESPN's NBA show, is it NBA Countdown? It is just not good.
At all.
I think they're probably just fishing for some combination that might work.
Did they take Michael Wilbon off it, too?
Not that I know of.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. He'd been on it for some time as well.
At least he's NBA-ish, though.
Yeah.
At least he's going to give you some type of breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Malika Windhorst, Michael Malone, Kendrick Perkins, and Shams.
They got Michael Malone from Denver.
Big Perk always dropping a hot opinion about something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come here, honey.
Yeah.
He's got that kind of opinion.
Hey, I got this one for you right here, Mr. Broadus.
Yeah.
The estate of the late O.J. Simpson
is
set to run the Goldman family that money. Run me my money. He's about to run that money. The estate of O.J. Simpson has agreed to pay nearly $58 million to Fred Goldman, the father of Ron Goldman, according to CBS.
Yeah.
Mm. The documents were filed Friday by the Simpson estate, so it's filed. They're about to get that paper for real. Now, why do you think they're paying him that money?
You know what? Maybe to try and clear some of OJ's name of some stuff. Maybe this was something that was hanging over for other family members or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's probably more difficult now that OJ is gone to come up with some sort of an explanation to not pay it. Maybe it's, you know, settling the settlement.
I wonder if it was something to do with a carrier for the kids.
You right, because like that's a whole lot of money, man. And how much is OJ really worth? Like, I know he tarnished his legacy a little bit. So it's not like you can just go sell that name.
Yeah.
The estate's worth $58 million at least, though. That's a surprise.
It's crazy.
It's surprising. It really, really is.
Because he played in an era where everybody was making just a couple hundred grand.
I felt like
been a good businessman.
You know, I felt like that he was kind of living off his NFL pension.
Yeah, he was. Like that. That's why he couldn't touch that money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now they're breaking that bread up. So, yeah, I wonder if they're, like, trying to market O.J. Simpson's name or maybe sell a movie, a documentary or something later.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That, and they're just trying to clear that up so you won't be chasing me down the whole time.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. That's just my
I would watch a movie if they made another one.
Yeah, me too.
I would.
Yeah, I want a real live action movie. I want somebody casted as OJ out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And Collins and all the cats.
Pedro Guerrero.
Yeah. Hey, did we give the Expressway some love?
The on-time experts?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe I did.
Okay, just making sure, bro.
Snuck it in there.
Just keeping, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
On game, you know what I'm saying?
They deserve extra if they're getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, no, you're right. All right, let's see what else I got for you boys. LA Live, 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. You guys remember the FaceTime AI facelift situation?
Yes.
Well, it used to be like how you would clear somebody. Hey, FaceTime me right quick to make sure you're not a bot and trolling me and everything.
Yeah.
And then you can FaceTime them and you can see who it is. But now that the AI, you still think you're looking at a beautiful girl, a beautiful guy, whatever the case, whatever you like out there. And it could be not that on the other end.
Like to a crazy point. It's not like, oh, this girl is like, she's a 6 and I thought she was a 10 or whatever because I FaceTimed her. No, it's like this is a dude who looks nothing like anything, and he looks like a total smoke show on the FaceTime. Catfishing's gone next level.
My gosh.
Next level. Yes.
Yeah, and it's hitting the NBA apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, poor Zion.
Damn.
It would probably be Anthony Edwards.
because he has nothing but time.
Whew. Yeah.
Clearly. Putting it on that middle. The FaceTime AI facelift is hitting the NBA, and players are getting extorted.
Jeez.
Extorted. Who remembers their former NBA player, Eddie Curry?
Okay. Yes,
oh, yeah.
There we go.
Pick, right?
There we go.
Big man.
There we go. Well, he's sounding the alarm right here. Eddie Curry jumped on the Out of the Mud podcast.
Out of the Mud.
To alert people about the new scam hitting the pro levels. Take it away, Mr. Eddie Curry.
That social media shit, bro. That shit scary, dog. Some pretty girl send you a message, bro. They'll stalk your account, bro. They got websites that'll show you everything that you like. They can see the type of girl you like, and they'll create a profile.
By the way, they can't. The algorithm's pretty good at telling what you like.
Yeah.
So they're hiding the likes, but there's a website you can go to find the likes?
I don't know all about it. I just think the algorithm is good at it.
I think they're hitting these dating site pages that you put all that information in there.
You think is that what it is? I don't know, because like I said, the algorithm is showing me like, oh, you like thighs, huh? Bam, 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 bam. All right, that's enough.
They are good.
It's enough.
Yeah. And quick response. You know, you can get a new interest, and the next thing you know, it's flooding.
It's flooding like two scrolls. Two scrolls is there.
So when they reach out to you, you don't hit them back, bro. And then they like, hey, FaceTime me. And you like, cool, I'll FaceTime you. Then I know you real. And then you FaceTime them, they screenshot you. They'll take their picture off and put some child up there, some bullshit. Bro, and then they'll hit you like, hey, if you don't want this to come out, you gotta pay me.
Cold game.
And you gotta pay him, bro. With AI, bro, this look too real. You gotta pay him. You can't have that shit on you, bro. And that shit happening all the time, dog. We did this thing with the rookies this year, bro, where they had like a bunch of screens and it was a different Instagram account on every screen. Each of the players had to go through the Instagram account and figure out which one was real, which one was fake, what's fake about it. And then every one of these accounts really got money from a player, bro. Mm. Every one of them was fake. Every one of them really extorted somebody.
What?
That's crazy.
Then they put those accounts on blast, by the way. Retweet those accounts. Put those accounts on blast so people know, hey, this is a fake. This is a bot. But it's probably everywhere at this point.
How do you go to bed at night if that's your job? Yeah, I try to con NBA players.
Good Lord.
Probably in a very nice house, sounds like.
Yeah, good sheets.
Pretty good hit right there. Good sheets. I don't know. It would seem like, though, they could make it. They could just make up with Photoshop the whole deal. They don't need you. They can just put up the frame of the software and copy and paste a picture of you in there.
Just a screenshot. It looked like a screenshot instead of you talking. But you talking is really just nasty.
That's
you being
right.
thirsty, be like, yeah, I'm going to pick you up when I get to Charlotte.
Oh, that's
you know, just
right.
You just being nasty, bro.
If you're getting the video of it, yeah.
A video?
Gosh, dude.
And I guess if you're worth millions and somebody's asking for 10 grand just to make it go it away, you just hit the Venmo real quick and boom. Yeah, on to the next one.
Pretty sad. You guys found out you're following like an AI?
No, I've never gone full Peyton Russell.
No? Yeah. Full Peyton Russell?
Never go full Pay.
I found that I was following one. It's a little Milfy thing, little Latina Milfy thing. So you said Peyton Russell. I got that audio ready for you. Peyton Russell got hit.
Yes!
He got hit with the same thing.
Tim McMahon at 920. Look, I could talk about some Snapchat stories that Bobby has referenced on air. I got scammed.
Yeah.
I really did.
I got scammed.
I maybe talked to a bot here, exchanged some photos, and they got out, and then she threatened to leak them. And so I got scared. I blocked her. But yeah, that's about all that is there. Nico, man, you suck, dude. But yeah, it's Sean RJ Bobby coming up next. We're going to try and drag this out. We're going to try. Bobby, I don't care what you say. I'm dragging this out.
Oh, that was a masterclass by Peyton.
He said the photos got out. What are you talking about?
Somebody was interested in seeing them.
I got scammed. I really did.
I really did.
Oh, it's so good.
He was just living at his parents' house, just making custom vids.
Goodness
and
gracious.
Sending them to randos on the Snapchat. It's incredible.
Get used to it. Lucius Stephen A. Smith is one of the biggest. Yeah, he is, man. I'm just hating. I told you, I'm just hating. This real life, just hate. It's just hate, fam. It's not rational at all. Last one, LA Live 105.3 Defend on a Toxic Tuesday. There is a high school in Alabama facing backlash over their locker room banner. Locker room banner to get the players hyped before they go out there and play a home game. Parents and students quickly called out the phrasing, saying the school should have caught the issue long before it was printed and hung up. They printed the damn thing and hung it up, and it stood there, looked at it, and said, "This is fine.
This is fire.
This is great." Administrators have since acknowledged the problem and removed the banner, calling it an oversight. Again, they put it up there and made sure it wasn't crooked and everything, but now they're apologizing. The banner reads, "I will pound you. And pound you and pound you until you quit." Huh?
Nothing wrong with that.
I think we're good. Hashtag keep pounding. That's like a little Carolina Panthers.
Absolutely.
Pound play. The rock.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that the Mavericks. Remember the Mavericks situation on Twitter?
No.
You don't remember?
Oh, it's their hashtag, right?
No, it was something about it. Was it the Mavericks? Gosh, I could have it all confused. But they were like, "Let it happen."
Oh.
You don't remember that scandal?
No.
Oh, man. The fans are going to help me out. Yeah, like somebody tweeted, "Let it happen" during the playoffs, bro, and it was there.
Let it happen.
Yeah. And people were like, "Whoa, that's kind of,
Like a Bob Knight situation? Like if it's going to happen, just sit back and
just
enjoy
it? Just let it happen. Anyway. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek gonna rise on a hump day. I'll holler, peace.
There he goes, Lucius Alexander's LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. And we got four down, one to go, live at Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. And this is a place to go if you're feeling like you're always stuck in low gear. Maybe you have some brain fog going on, your libido, your drive, your energy levels just aren't there. And you're thinking, "Well, I've just gotten old." Well, we live in a great time now where we can get that testosterone coursing through your veins, and Men's Tea Clinic is the best place to do it. So we'd love to see you at one of the five DFW locations, and coming soon to Fort Worth. What do we got coming up next, gentlemen?
So two guys, one booth, best audio from a 9-hour Cowboys game day here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.